With the first pick in the Churchill Downs Press Box Triple Crown Fantasy League, Team Penafeld selects the Ian Wilkes-trained McCracken.
And the applause go out. That was pretty lame. But anyway.
Sounds like a golf clap.
Yeah, that was terrible. Ian, we're excited about it. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks, Joel. Wow, so that's an honor. First pick of the draft, eh?
It's luck. But we were lucky to get your horse.
Yeah. Wow, good. Good.
Are you feeling any extra pressure now that we've selected you number one?
No.
That's good. A lot of people would be crying into their pillow if they found out we picked their horse.
Yeah, have you thrown in the towel then because we picked you number one? Are you off the Derby trail?
Yeah, well, no, not yet anyway.
Well, look, I mean, this is a horse that really, I mean, there are so many good three-year-olds out there. And the way that league works, Ian, is you can select any of the horses that are nominated for the Triple Crown series. And McCracken is one of the horses that we had our eye on from the beginning. Obviously, 3-for-3 doesn't hurt, but the way he did it as a two-year-old was so professional. Talk to us about that two-year-old campaign for a minute. Walk back through some of those races and share your thoughts on what you saw from McCracken as a juvenile.
Yeah, you know, he hasn't done anything wrong, and the whole thing about it, you know, you go through his races, I don't think I've scratched the surface on this horse yet, you know. His maiden win was, you go back to that, and just he was bottled up inside, down inside, got through and won with authority, and even Robbie Alvarado said after a race, he says, man, he said, I didn't think anything could run by me, he said, you know, he said, my horse was running, he said. But he said, wow, that is a serious horse. And that's, you know, and you know the experience Robbie has. And then his second race, the Street Sense, you know, I come in into that race, you know, just a little under prep, you know, but he won and did it well. You know, very, very happy with the way he did it. And then, of course, you've seen the Jockey Club. But with all three races, if you watch, Ryan hadn't really asked him a lot. You know, he's done it pretty easy, so which is a good sign. That's a plus.
You've always been confident with this horse, and I just love how relaxed you are about the whole thing. You just seem to take it in stride. A lot of guys would be, you know, running around, you know, pulling their hair out, and you just really smooth. I know you're not inexperienced when it comes to big racing and the big stage, but your demeanor has to help the horse.
Well, that's it. You know, you can't get all worried and worked up around him. You don't want to, because I do believe horses get a feedback on what's going on in the shed row. You know, if the shed row's, you know, happy, joyous, the horses are like that. You know, if it's uptight, there's tension, the horses feed off of that. And I think that's important too.
Ian, his running style is to come from off the pace, make that big run, and so far it's worked very well. He's blown by everybody in the stretch. When did you kind of get a sense that this was going to be the type of horse that wasn't going to be speed crazy early on in his career?
You know, that's a good point. He's got enough tackle speed. I could be in the lead if I wanted to. You know, that's how he's a naturally fast horse. There's no question about that. But when you go to these big races and you're moving forward, you don't want to be one-dimensional. You want to be able to have a couple of aces up your sleeve, as the saying goes. You know, that's what you'd like. And he's tactical. He can be anywhere. We can do anything I want with him in a race.
You see a lot of two-year-olds that the two-year-old racing oftentimes run like a parade. Whoever makes the lead's always tough. Your horse has run great late pace figures on the Brisnet scale, 91 or better in every start, and that is so impressive for a juvenile.
Yeah, the biggest thing with anything is the turn of foot. You have to have a turn of foot. You have to be able to punch. Can't win these grade ones, the big races, without a turn of foot, you know. And you go back to Unbridled, had an unbelievable kick. You go back to Street Sense, they had an unbelievable turn of foot, you know. Those horses, you have to have that for a start, and that helps you.
Ian, is there something to be said for being undefeated 3-for-3 over that Churchill Downs surface?
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. You know he likes the track.
Which is always a good sign.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is, it's funny how it's worked out. Well, I've had three races at Churchill. I haven't had to move him. I hadn't had to ship him. Today we go to the different surface at Tampa. But, you know, you're watching him work at Palm Meadows, which is a totally different surface altogether than Churchill, Tampa. The horse, he accelerates over that. It's a dead track there, but he accelerates. He finishes, gallops out good. So the horse gives you confidence. He feeds you confidence.
Yeah, and obviously you had many, many options to come back with his three-year-old debut. You could have gone in several different directions. You decide to go to the Sam F. Davis this afternoon. Talk about making that decision and mapping out the plan to hopefully get him to Churchill on the first Saturday in May.
Yeah, I just didn't want to. You know, I could have ran in the Holy Bull last week. That's at Gulfstream, but that track can be a tendency to be a little bit of a speed track, and everyone knows that. That's not an untold secret there. You know, you got to be speed. I just didn't want to get in a taxing race first time back. You know, where I've got to put him back together to try and make the Derby. I want every race to lead to the next race, and I just thought that this would be a perfect spot for him. Boy, you know, it didn't come up easy anyway, you know, but I thought just the way this track plays, you know, and I just thought it might have suited my horse better.
You mentioned every race leading to the next race. Do you have something in mind after this race?
You know, first, I want to get through today. I know I want to run him three times before the Derby, just because I really feel the horse hasn't faced any adversity. He's done things too easy, you know, which is great. If I keep doing it easy, then I ain't too worried. But I haven't faced any adversity yet, and he needs just racing, get back into it, because he's such a good feeling colt. Around the barn, you know, in the stall, he's great. But as soon as you get him outside, he wants to rear up. We've seen that in the street sense when he wanted to go onto the track. You know, he's such a good feeling horse. He just, the little things. He just needs some racing just to get back into a rhythm.
So with that said, Ian, obviously this is not the ultimate goal, but it is a goal to get him started again. What are some of the things, as you're sitting there watching the race, that you're going to be looking for from McCracken this afternoon?
Well, the first thing is what you want and to see is don't make mistakes. You can't make mistakes to win the Derby. You have to be, everything has to go right. You have to learn your lessons. The main thing is don't get in his way. Just let the horse get a good race. You know, he's ready to run. Is he 110? No, I'd be lying to you if he's 110. It'd be stupid of me to have him 110 right now, you know. But he's ready. He's fit. He's happy. And and that's the main thing is, it's just learning your lessons, just keep not making mistakes.
Yeah, well, hopefully everything goes as planned, and as we have him on our team, we're happy with the three race schedule. more chances to get points. And that's the other thing for you too, more chances to get points for the Kentucky Derby. That's always a good thing, takes the pressure off.
Yeah, you can't worry about that. You know, I look at it this way. You know, you can get caught too much up in that. Oh, I got to get these points. I got to get them points. The thing is, the horse has to take you there. The horse has to do it. And I don't want to put added pressure on the horse to do it. Then you're going to make mistakes. So you just got to let it happen. Let it come along. If he's good enough, we'll get there. And that's the key.
Visiting with trainer Ian Wilkes here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. His talented, undefeated three-year-old McCracken coming back to the races this afternoon in the Grade 3 Sam F. Davis. It will be his three-year-old debut. Ian, what changes have you seen in McCracken from his two-year-old season to where he is now as a three-year-old?
A bigger horse, stronger horse. You know, work-wise, he still gives you that confidence. You know, you watch him work. I actually worked him with a really nice older horse the other day, and he just handled him so easy. And that horse is a really good workhorse, which really surprised me because I thought I might put a little pressure on him. He just toyed with him, you know. And so just seeing the maturity, which you want to see, you need to see as we're going forward. And I'm just excited to getting back to the races.
You know, a lot of people have been talking about his speed figures being a little light, but I think they're missing the point that they're two-year-old speed figures. And with that extra development and strength, the horses automatically run bigger speed figures when they you know, get into their three-year-old campaigns. And he's a horse that has, you know, his speed figures are competitive with the rest of the field. But now with the extra strength that he's got and how he's developed, the sky's the limit with him.
Exactly, you're right. You know, you can read into it and that, but that, yeah, like you said, that's his 2-year-old year. He did nothing wrong. He did everything he had to do. But now it's time to step up. You go from 2 to 3. He has to step up some because the waters get deeper. It doesn't get shallow now. It gets deeper.
Ian, one thing I've always admired about you, whenever you get a big horse like this and he starts going on to bigger and better things, you're always extremely loyal to the jockeys that have been aboard that horse as they've kind of gone through the journey. And it's the same thing here with Brian Hernandez Jr., who has ridden for you for a very, very long time. And Brian is a really, really good rider, maybe one of the more underrated riders in the sport today. Tell me about Brian and how he fits McCracken and why he's a good fit for your program.
Yeah, Brian's very underrated. First, I like to stay, you know, when you're developing horses, I like to stay with the same jock, you know, when you're developing a horse. You know, then you know where you're at with the horse. I don't like to chop and change. I try not to, but sometimes you're forced to. But Brian fits the program because he works with you, you know, and I do think he's one of the most underrated riders because he rides a race, he reads a race well, he puts a horse in a position to win. If the horse is good enough, they'll win. If not, we know we had a good trip, and that's the key. And the way he works with you, that's important.
Well, he obviously knows McCracken very well, having been aboard for all three of those career victories. What do you plan to say to Brian when he comes out into the paddock before the race later today?
You know him. Ride your race. Just have some fun. You got to enjoy it. That's the whole thing about it. You get these horses, you know, and you, it's funny, you know, you go back and I've been very fortunate to, I've been associated with Unbridled, you know, and I was here as an exercise rider for him, and it was just like a blur, but it was great. I still remember, but it was like a blur. Everything went fast, you know. So when Street Sense come along, you know, we knew how good he was. We said, let's just enjoy it and take it all in. And that's what you have to do in these races, is just enjoy it, admire it, because they don't come along too often, so you have to enjoy it.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were asking me about you, and they said, well, the one thing that I really like about Ian is he lets his horses do the talking. He's not one of these guys that's flapping his gums all the time telling you how great he is. and I really admire that. That's a fine quality for a trainer to have.
We'll do that for you, Ian. Don't worry.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't let you down.
Well, Ian, I know it's a busy day for you. We will let you go. All the best with McCracken, and all the best not only today, but going down that road to Louisville on the first Saturday in May. We'll be cheering, and thanks so much for being with us again today, my friend.
No problem. Talk to you later.